Good morning and welcome to the program here on Wednesday, January 29th of 2025. Before we get started, we're going to hear a message from H&H Home and Hardware.
Well, friends, it's still winter. Everybody's favorite season. This is Shanna over at H&H, and I'm here to tell you we have everything that you need to keep you and your home warm this season. Not only that, we want to be your building center. You got a project you're working on now? Got one coming up in the spring? We want to be a part of it. So drop in and see us. Give us a call, 270-965-2700. Or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We got some really exciting things happening.
So I have an opportunity to talk to Salem Mayor Gary Dameron this morning. Mayor, tell us about the progress in downtown. It's been about a year since you had some of those buildings begin to collapse. So where are we at here 12 months later?
Well, thank you for letting us talk about this. I mean, I feel like we've made a lot of progress in Salem in the last year, and you're right. It's quickly coming upon the one-year anniversary. And if people are familiar with Salem, I'll just describe it as the post office side. We had several buildings that were in major disrepair, and as anyone that's drove through town lately, obviously those have all been taken care of. Cumberland River Homes has purchased all that area on that side of the street, and they have some long-term plans of reconstruction and rebuilding for offices and centers that they're going to use. That may be, I don't know exactly their timeline, but it's going to take a little while, and but it looks a lot better on that side of town. On the north side of town, we had one building that we took down that was formerly what the dog groomer was. It was pretty bad shape, so we had that taken down, and that allowed Botanicals to secure their wall and reopen, which we're very glad of. And let me back up and say, we had State Fire Marshal had to come in and do an inspection, and they required a building inspector to structural engineer inspector, to go down and make recommendations for all those buildings on the north side of town. And with Botanicals being reopened and they've got their wall secured, and we have the Milk and Honey Salon that's reopened down close to the alley. They've got theirs taken care of. So we've pretty much, most of the buildings in town have been taken care of. We still got a couple hanging out there, and we're going to deal with that in the next few months. Like you say, we're reaching on our one-year anniversary of that, and so we're going to have to report back to the State Fire Marshal about our total progress. So we'll have, hopefully, that we'll get those other two taken care of in the near future. Mm-hmm. So it's looking a lot better. We still got a little bit of work to do, but it's looking a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a little water project going on there in town. Tell us briefly about that, if you would.
Well, it's and this all goes back to some of the money that came out. I think it was the CARES program, the COVID fund that went to the states. The state appropriated so much to each county, and our part of the Livingston County funds was $150,000. So what we've done, we've extended our new piping project. This is for water main replacement. This is the main. It's replacing infrastructure that was placed back in the 1950s. So, and we have a long-term plan to do that all over town, but we had to use this money by, I think it was October of this year. So what we did, we extended that line across Hayden Avenue and basically around City Hall up to the street behind the funeral home. And of course, the weather's delayed that a little bit, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks, that will be wrapped up and we've got new lines and new connections, and that will greatly improve circulation in that area in there.
Yeah. Okay, great. We'll appreciate your time this morning, Mayor.
Now, you can read more about what's going on in Salem in this week's full edition of the Crittenden Press. In other local news, Tracy Newcomb has stepped aside as local chairperson of the Crittenden County Republican Party. Meantime, Vice Chair Danny Sterrick has assumed that role until Crittenden County GOP's post-presidential election reorganization begins in the spring. State Representative Jim Gooch reminds local constituents that the Kentucky State Capitol will close for at least 3 years following the current 2025 legislative session as a $300 million renovation project begins in Frankfort. The historic building, which has served the Commonwealth since 1910, will undergo extensive upgrades to preserve its structural integrity and its functionality. During renovations, the legislature will convene in a temporary chambers in the Capitol Annex parking lot. And of course, that Capitol building will be closed to the public during that time as well. So if you want a tour of it, you better get up there pretty quickly. Now's a good time to be in Frankfort with the legislature in session. And in fact, a delegation from Crittenden County will be heading up on February 13th to visit with local lawmakers and various cabinet leaders and others in Frankfort. Now, you'll want to grab your newspaper this week and step back in time with Brenda Underdown down at Hurricane Cemetery, where Silent Graves, whisperer of love, loss, and intrigue, discover the tale of Arthur Love, a War of 1812 veteran, and his connection to the infamous James Ford. Uncover the tragic ending of Colonel Andrew Love, a Revolutionary War hero whose murder remains shrouded in mystery. Could the legend of the Red Columbines hold the clue? Find out this week in the full edition of the Crittenden Press, where history lives, thanks to our great local historian and author, Brenda Underdown. And speaking of stepping back in time, don't forget to check out our regular feature in the newspaper. We call it Throwback Thursday, where we bring you a new look at some things that were going on in the community 50, 25, and 10 years ago. For instance, at Westside Market Grocery Store, an advertisement in the newspaper 50 years ago this week featured 2 pounds of bacon for $1.89. Dishwashing soap was 49 cents and lunch meat 39 cents. You could get a package of hot dogs for 59 cents. And pork steak was 79 cents a pound and chuck roast 69 cents a pound. Go and compare that today to today's prices. And look at a box of cereal, what it costs now off the shelf. Back then it was 39 cents for a box of Wheaties. Also in our throwback segment, the Rocket basketball team back 25 years ago this week, January 27th, the year 2000, the Rockets were celebrating a victory in the All-A Classic over Livingston Central, which propelled them into the state tournament. The team was coached by Jimmy Croft, and some of the Rockets featured in the article as being big scorers and contributors in the ballgame were Cullen Kreider, Josh Cozart, Kyle Hart, Justin Hill, and Brandon Shear. The 2025 class of Leadership West Kentucky has been announced, and 4 individuals from the area have been named to the lineup. Those are Tiffany Blazina and Chasta Champion from Crittenden County, and Terrace Swanson and Jesse Watson from Livingston County. Blazina is a human resources and public relations specialist at the Crittenden County School District. Champion is e-services supervisor at Farmers Bank and Trust. Watson is a patient financial services director at Livingston Hospital. And Swanson is an attorney with Whitlow, Roberts, Houston, and Straub in Paducah. And she's also the former judge executive down in Livingston County. In area obituaries, Nancy Claire Barnes, 73, of Paducah, died Monday, January 27th at Salem Spring Lake Health and Rehabilitation Center. Boyd Funeral Directors and Cremation Services is in charge of arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling. buying scrap metal right now. In Rocket basketball last night, Crittenden County fell behind early against Caldwell County. The defense was just too hot for the Rockets early on, and they trailed by more than 30 by the half. Caldwell County went on to win the game 86-41. For Crittenden County, Emmett Etlington had a career high of 10 points to lead the Rockets.
Lyon County went down to Livingston Central last night and won a district boys and girls doubleheader in the boys game.
Someone out of the stands threw a pop bottle onto the floor, and I think there was a big brouhaha that ensued following that incident. And a Livingston County fan was removed from the gymnasium by authorities. In college basketball, the number 12 Kentucky Wildcats beat the number 8 Tennessee Volunteers 78-73 at Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville. Travis Perry played 5 minutes in the game but did not score. Five Kentucky players finished in double figures, with Kobe Brea and Jackson Robinson leading the way with 18 and 17 points respectively. Now the Cats will be back in action on Saturday hosting Coach Cal and Arkansas at 8 p.m. And that's a wrap on this morning's program. We'll catch you again on Friday. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.